Blog Talk Radio.
Let's do it again. Well, welcome everybody. Welcome back to 2019 football. We are back in the game. You guys already know what it is. Welcome back to my show. This is your girl Mimi, for those of you who don't know me. And we are back for another year of NFL football, highs and hopefully not too many lows. You guys know how I like to do it. I'm back. I know I've been gone for a while. I'm sure that you guys have missed me, but I'm back. I'm back for good now. I should be here showing up for you guys every single Wednesday. Remember, I'm on Eastern time zone now, so I know for some of you guys still, my Pacific listeners, I'm going to be a little bit earlier for you guys, but I'm Eastern time zone now, so I'll be coming on between 9 and 9:30 every Wednesday going forward for the rest of football season. So I hope you guys tune in. Of course, you're listening to the Sports Cave Network. I want to thank them for broadcasting my show. Gameplay will be here every Wednesday night. If you guys want to call in, if you guys have any questions, if you guys want to tell me something, if you have something to debate, please feel free to call in at any time. Call-in number is 917-889-7828. I want to get right into this. We have a lot to discuss today. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy football is back. It took a long time. I'm still having a Super Bowl hangover. You guys already know how I am. You know, Patriots, we got number six. Yes, we got number six, so I'm feeling pretty good right now. So I'm still on the high train all the way to heaven. I'm feeling good about this season, so I'm still feeling really good. So I don't think anybody can ruin my mojo right now. I also want to let you guys know, please go follow the Sports Cave. That's Sports Cave with a K, K-A-V-E. That is our network. That is where you can find out all of our updates about all of our upcoming shows. That's where you can find out anything and everything you need to know about ASU, Cardinal football, and just about anything you need to know about sports in general. But that is our main Instagram. Please go follow it. If you also want to follow me, I would appreciate that. Show me some love. My Instagram handle is official_Mimi_C. It hasn't changed. Still the same old G. So here we go. Like I said, it's good to be back. I'm excited, you know, for all of you guys to be listening in. We do have a lot to discuss and definitely not a lot of time to do it in. So I'm sure, you know, everybody is wondering, you know, what's been going on with me, but I made a move across the country, like I said, so I'm back, I'm here, I'm on the East Coast, although I'm here in New York, don't get it twisted, you guys, I'm still a Patriots fan, okay? There's no Jets and there's no Giants over here, so don't you worry. But I just want to start off, obviously, you know, we heard some breaking news today, everybody's been waiting to find out about what's going on with Zeke, and he finally got his money, so Zeke can finally eat the way he wants to. 6 year, $90 million. I mean, he deserves it. You know, it took a while to come to this agreement, but you know, obviously the boy is worth the money that, you know, he's getting. So I think that puts him at the number one paid running back in the league right now, which, you know, is well deserved. It sucks that, you know, he has to be with the Cowboys, because, you know, unfortunately I don't really think, like, his talent is, I mean, well, I'm not going to say his talent is not going to be used properly, because obviously they're going to get him the ball as much as possible. But what I am going to say is I wish he was on a more prominent team. I just don't – I like Dak, but I don't know where they're going with that. I don't see how the Cowboys are ever going to be, you know, better than a 500 team. So, but I'm hoping that he has a good year. You know, he got his money. He got what he wanted to. He was holding out. So I'm proud of him for sticking to it. I'm proud that he got his money. I just pray that, you know, he doesn't get discouraged by, you know, the team that he's playing for and, you know, slack off or not play up to his potential. He doesn't seem like that type. He's, you know, very hungry player. He's, you know, disciplined at times. But overall, you know, he's a great asset to that team. So now that they've given him his money, I really hope that, you know, he shows out and he shows them why, you know, they should have given him the money. So that was the biggest news that happened today, obviously. But I'm glad that Zeke's back because, you know, football is boring without these great players. You know, we don't want to go through a whole other season with holdouts and some of the best players in the league not playing. Now, if you were lucky enough to draft Zeke late, because obviously we didn't know if he was going to play or not, but if you were lucky enough in fantasy, because side note, I'm in like 7 leagues, but if you were lucky enough to draft him late in one of your leagues and get him for a steal, I bet you're happy now because I'm pretty sure he'll be starting week one. There's no way, you know, that they wouldn't start him. Why pay him all this money and then not play him? Not, you know, the reason you're paying him is because you need him to play, or else you would have left him, you know, wherever he was. So with that being said, you know, you should look for Zeke to be playing this coming Sunday, week one. And also, if you have him on your fantasy league, I would definitely recommend that you start him because he's probably going to have an awesome game. But, yeah, we're finally back into the season. First game of the season starts tomorrow, Thursday Night Football at Soldier Field. Obviously, we'll talk more about that game a little bit later. But, yeah, football is back. Thursday night's the first game. It should be a very interesting game. Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers, rivalry of the ages. It's going to be a good one. But we'll get into a little bit more detail about that later. I do want to talk real quick before we get into some of these games about the power rankings for this year. You know, right before anybody starts playing, we just really want to talk about this so we can see where the teams are at right now and where they will end up at the end of the season. So right now, obviously, I'm going to give you guys my top five. If you disagree, then I see somebody is trying to call in, but they keep hanging up. So if you can't get a connection line, that's okay. If I see you on there for long enough, I'll pick it up. But thank you for calling in. Also, so power rankings, here we are, back on track. My power rankings, starting number one, of course you guys know that. Now, let me get something straight here because I told a lot of people that I was coming back on and people have funny things to say, like, is your show biased? Do you talk about all Patriots? And that's not necessarily true. I don't talk about all Patriots, but I do talk about the Patriots a lot because the Patriots are in the news a lot. So there's a reason for me to talk about them. So, when the Patriots, when it's due for us to talk about them, I am going to talk about them. And I also am going to have an opinion about them because they are my favorite team. So with that being said, let's start with the power ranking. So my number one pick is going to be the Patriots, okay? And that is not being biased at all. I just want to let you guys know we didn't even get the first game of the season, which is also, a little jab because the Super Bowl winner should have the first game of the season, which we did not get. But that's okay. I'm not worried about it. I'm happy with our Sunday night game. Maybe they're doing a new tradition. Now the Super Bowl winner gets a primetime game the first week, which still would be a Thursday night game. But whatever, I'll take the Sunday night game. I'm not mad about it. But we have a lightweight schedule this year. I like some of the moves that we made, some of the players that we picked up. We got our offense together. Our defense is a lot better than it was last year. You know, of course, we got Bill Belichick. Of course, we got Tom Brady. And obviously, our X factor this year is going to be Josh Gordon. Can he stay mentally healthy? Can he stay ready? Can he be a weapon for Brady? That's what we have to worry about here. But still, with all that being said, Brady has Sony Michel, who could end up being the number one rushing touchdown, I mean, the number one rushing running back in the league. I mean, it's very potential. I mean, he is very underrated, and I think he's underrated because he's on the Patriots, and the Patriots are just, you know, everybody hates them. So you got to keep an eye out. We got Edelman back. You know, we lost Gronk, but there's a lot of pieces that have been put together that I really think are going to benefit us. So right now I have Patriots at number one. You can't really argue with me there. Number two, I have the Rams. Now, although they've been pretty quiet during the offseason, they're still a top-ranked team. They have a top-ranked defense, and if Todd Gurley can have a breakout season, I think you should watch them play in the big dance. I mean, Todd Gurley needs to have, an amazing season. He needs to do better than he did last year. He was on and off. He was hot and cold. He can't have that. He's got to be hot all season, and I think you got to watch out for the Rams. So they're my number two pick. My number three, I have the Saints. I'm not giving up on them yet. You know, although Drew Brees, struggled a little bit, I still believe in them. They have an explosive offense, you know, that's hungry, and they continue. If they continue with that and their defense continues to make plays, they have a chance. But it's going to, primarily be on the offense for this team. They need Brees. They need Alvin Kamara. They need Thomas. They need them to be great on every down. And if you picked up Kamara on your fantasy league, that's probably a plus for you. You know, he put up big numbers last year. He was an explosive player. And, you know, I think the Saints are going to be up there. Hopefully they don't let me down this year, because these are my top five power rankings. Number four, Kansas City. Okay, so, I mean, they almost beat us. They almost sent us home packing last year. Okay, so I'm a little scared of this team. Don't get me wrong. So, obviously, they're going to make my list because they're definitely in a top five team. You can fluctuate this between three and four. Kansas City and the Saints can go back and forth. But they got a high-power offense. I just think they're still a little young. So, that's why I'm putting them at number four over the Saints. Under the Saints. I still think they're going to have an amazing season. I think last year they had a chance to play together, so this year I expect them to be a lot better than they were last year. And if they are a lot better than they were last year, then, yeah, you know, they could potentially beat the Patriots. They could potentially knock them out in the playoffs. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, nor do I believe that's going to happen, but it's very possible that Kansas City, takes the AFC this year. So you have to watch out for them. We've got to see how they play. We've got to make sure everybody stays healthy. There's a lot of factors varying in, but for the most part, they're a solid four, okay? Kansas City's definitely one of the top teams. And my last team for my power rankings is going to be the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, don't be surprised. I know you guys are thinking, but their quarterback can't stay healthy. Yes, this is factual information. Carson Wentz cannot stay healthy, but Carson Wentz staying healthy is going to give Philadelphia Eagles the best chance to win, or to at least get, to the big dance. You never know what's going to happen once you get there, but they need their quarterback to stay healthy. They have weapons. Their defense comes to play. They are one of the teams, like, they don't have the best of everything, but they have the best of what they are, and they will show up and they will play. But Philadelphia lets you down sometimes because the quarterback is playing hurt, quarterback is not 100%. There's a lot of things that factor into the Philadelphia Eagles being my number five pick right here, and not, bringing up the Bears or somebody like that. But I think as long as Carson Wentz stays healthy, I think that Philadelphia has a good chance of being one of the top teams in the league this year as well. So that was my top five power rankings. We got the Patriots, we got the Rams, we got the Saints, we got Kansas City, and we got Philly. So we'll see how my power rankings line up once we get midway through the season. And you guys let me know how I did on those picks. But I also have two teams that I kind of want you guys to watch out for. Let me know what you think here, because these two teams I feel like are going to shock a few people. The first breakout team that I want to talk about here is the Indianapolis Colts. They were struggling a little bit last year. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do about Andrew Luck. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do with Jacoby Brissett. But now that Luck has retired and they don't have to focus on salvaging their franchise quarterback, and they can focus on this rookie, I really think that the Colts are going to rally around
Andrew Luck's retirement and be there for Jacoby Brissett and really embrace him now. And he's a very good quarterback. You know, he's a big boy. He may not be as agile because of his size, but he's along the lines of an Andrew Luck. He, you know, he's very talented. He has an arm on him, and he can throw. He, you know, he got a chance to sit behind, you know, one of the greats, and he learned from him, you know, drastically, and I think he's a much better player for it. But I think that a lot of people are underestimating what he can actually do and underestimating him with the Colts, because the Colts actually have a decent team. I'm not saying they have a great team or a very bad team, but they do have a decent team, and they do have the potential to go somewhere. They could win their division, and if nothing else, and not least, they could make the wild card. So I definitely want you to watch out for this team. The Indianapolis Colts, mind my word, they're going to be a breakout team that nobody expected to get anywhere. And I think this is going to be a good season. I think there's a lot of teams that people are expecting to lose that are going to start winning, and teams that are expected to win that are going to start losing. I pray that, you know, I'm not on this show talking about the Patriots, you know, being 4-12 at the end of the season. But the only way that can happen is if we lose our quarterback. So, obviously, we want to keep Brady off the ground as much as possible. We want to protect him as much as possible. So, hopefully, our offensive line is ready to go to work because, you know, yeah, anybody's spot is available. Next man up. That's the philosophy here. Okay, another breakout team that I want you guys to pay attention to this year. Everybody's Cinderella story, the Cleveland Browns. Okay, they have been losers since probably the beginning of time. I mean, maybe not the beginning of time, but, you know, pretty much the beginning of time. They've been losers. Okay, the Cleveland Browns, you know, it's just a sad, sad story. But they've always had a decent defense. You know, they've tried their best to at least not be a complete obliteration. So their defense has been good for the past couple of years. They just have no offense. Well, now they have put the offense to match the defense. And I really think that everybody doesn't want to give them too much credit because obviously it's the Cleveland Browns and you really can't trust them. But, you know, but you have to. You have to give them an opportunity to show what they're made of. Baker Mayfield, he is looking for his chance to shine, and I really think he's going to have it. You got Odell Beckham. You got a few other key players here that are really going to show up. And then, you know, halfway through the season, you have Hunt coming back, and that's going to be the push for him. But, I mean, the push for that team. I think the Browns are definitely going to not be a 500 team this year. I think they won a few games last year, but it doesn't count for nothing if you don't make it to the playoffs. But I do think that the Browns will be a wild card position if they don't end up winning their division. They do have a hard division. They're going to beat Cincinnati. They're going to be, you know, they may beat Baltimore. They may split with Baltimore. They might lose twice to the Steelers, but they're going to give them a run for their money. I'm really excited to watch the Browns play this year. They're like the Cinderella story, like I said in the beginning. They really have a chance to show us something different. I'm sure they're tired of losing. I'm sure their fans are tired of them losing. I'm sure their fans deserve a winning season more than anybody. And I would like to see the Cleveland Browns pick up that wild card spot, if not the whole division. So I really am excited to watch these two teams. You guys pay attention. So remember I said it, the Colts and the Browns. These are two teams that you guys need to really watch out for, because these two teams are the teams that I think are going to shock everybody. Now let's hope that, you know, they're not going into the Super Bowl, because that would change a lot of things, you know, for me on – you know, obviously my team, and that changed a lot of things for other people, because nobody that I know is a Browns fan except for people that live in Ohio, because they've had a struggle for a long time. But I still have some friends in Ohio, and I know they're really happy about the Browns this season. So I'm really looking forward to watching them play, and like I said, also looking forward to watching Jacoby Brissett come into his own. I mean, you know, he came from the Patriots, and, you know, I did follow him while he was with us, and, you know, I did follow him a little bit in his younger years. But I'm excited to watch him play. I'm excited. He's got a few years under his belt right now, and he should play well. He's an exciting player. He moves around. He's got a skill set that's a little bit different from anything that we've seen. So watch for these two sleeper teams. I really think that you guys are going to get your money's worth this season. This season should be a really good season. We got a lot of new players, a lot of more even playing fields. That's another thing. I think that across the board, the teams are a lot more even this year. I think that there's not really, well, I'm not going to say there's not teams that are trash, but the teams seem better across the board. Now, we've lost a few players here and there, but for the most part, there's more good teams than there's, you know, terrible teams. Another sneaky team that we're actually going to really have to watch out for is the New York Jets. And you guys know that I do not give any props to any New York teams, but the New York Jets are looking kind of all right. You know, they might be like that little sneak attack. Obviously, they're not going to win the division because nobody's going to beat the Patriots. It's just not going to happen. However, they're going to beat Buffalo. That's going to be an easy two wins, and they're going to beat Miami. That's going to be an easy two wins, and if they can keep that up with their defense, and they should be able to, they should have no problem sneaking a wild card spot. Now, I'm not excited to see them in the wild card spot because we'll have the potential to knock us off. And on occasion, from time to time, they have beat the Patriots. And I'm actually going to go to the game this year when the Jets come, when the Patriots come to New York, so you can look for me to be doing the show, maybe even live at the game. I'm not exactly sure yet. I got to see how my setup is going to be. But this should be an exciting scene. I'm excited to watch the Jets. I hate it, you know, because I'm biting my nails the whole time during the game. But who doesn't love a good game of football? Who wants to see a blowout? Nobody wants to see a blowout. So I think that the Jets being a little bit spicy this year is going to give the Patriots a little bit of a run for their money. But at least it makes the division a little bit more interesting this year. Because, like I said, I know everybody's tired of, you know, the Patriots always winning. But it's always nice to see a good game or to see them get challenged to kind of see where their weaknesses are. So I'm excited for that. So the Jets is another little sneaky team that you guys might want to watch out for. Before we run down on a little bit of time, I want to talk about this Thursday night game. This should be an excellent game, guys. I mean, I'm really excited that football's back. I'm excited to just see some guys running on the football field and catching footballs and stuff. But the Bears, they have a good chance to control the season by getting this win. This is an important win for them. I really feel like if they lose this game, that's going to set the tone for them this season. Now, we're talking about the Green Bay Packers. We're talking about the Bears rivalry. It's going to, you know, it's going to be a toss-up. Aaron Rodgers is healthy. He's back. He's ready to play. You know, I'm sure he's tired of everybody talking bad about his team. You know, they got new coaches. You know, they're ready to go. Chuck Pagano's new for the Bears as well. So he's, you know, he's got a lot to prove himself. But, you know, he's got, obviously got a great defense behind him. Obviously, Rodgers being back healthy, there's no really excuses there because, you know, most of the season last year, Rodgers was playing unhealthy. He wasn't 100%. He was trying to do the best that he could. But when you're playing unhealthy, it's, you know, it's hard. You can't really, you know, you can't play at your best, and it gets frustrating when people, you know, come down on you when you're not even able to play to your potential. So Rodgers will be back. So, you know, Rodgers is the X factor. If Rodgers is playing at his best game, because obviously he is one of the best to ever do it, it's going to be hard to beat them. There's no way, you know, that Aaron Rodgers is not going to, like, fling it with 2 seconds left into the end zone and somehow, some way, get a touchdown. You never know with Aaron Rodgers. He is that X factor. So although I am going to pull for the Bears to win this game at home, I really think that it's going to come down to the wire. And if it comes down to who has the ball last and Aaron Rodgers has the ball, well, you know, that's it for the Bears. You know, they're not going to win that game because, like I said, Aaron Rodgers, he's elite. You know, he's one of the best to ever do it. And that's just what it is. So it's hard to say. I want to go with the Bears. They're at home. They're playing, you know, they're playing for something. They need to win this game. They need to show that, you know, they can beat the Green Bay Packers, you know, that with no problem, no issues. And also you got to think about this, you know, too, if they don't beat them and they're at home, then, you know, what does the rest of the season look like for them? You really have to – this is a bigger game for the Bears than it is for Green Bay. That's what I'll say. Because the Bears need to win this a little bit more than Green Bay does. Because no matter what, Green Bay is going to come back. They have Aaron Rodgers. That's just like if the Patriots lose to a team they shouldn't lose to, nobody gets worried because they know that they have Tom Brady. And no matter what, with a quarterback like that or with a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, you always have a chance, you know. So with that being said, I'm still going to pull for the Bears, even though I hate betting against the best. But I really think that the Bears deserve this. I think they should get it, and, you know, we'll see what happens. So my Thursday night pick, guys, the Bears. All right. So here we go, and that was for our Sports Cave King. He is from Chicago. He is a Bears fan, so I'm sure he'll be happy that I picked the Bears, but he doesn't pick anything, any Bears, anything. He doesn't pick any of his teams because he doesn't want to jinx himself. So I'll do it for him. I'm picking the Bears this week, and that's how we're doing it. And we are running a little bit short on time, but you guys know we have to do our final segment real quick. Who is going to win my picks for week one? Real quick, I just want to thank again the Sports Cave Network. That's what we're on right now. You're listening to the Sports Cave on Blog Talk Radio. Here we are, Sports Cave Network Gameplay. My name is Mimi. We're on here every Wednesday night, just in case you popped in. Every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Once the time changes over, you guys, we'll switch it up a little bit. But for now, remember, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. Okay, so week one picks. I'm going to run through these pretty fast, you guys, but I'm going to do this every week, okay? Every week towards the end of the show, we're going to run down through all the games of the week. I'm going to give you my picks, and then on the following week's show, we're going to see how I did. Now, if you want to call in and you want to do picks with me, you can call in usually the last 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes of the show. We'll do picks and we'll have a little bit discussion. So if you want to do your picks for the week, you're more than welcome to call in. Choose the last 10 minutes of the show. So I'd like to get some of your guys' feedback. And if you think you can beat me, then I'll bring you on and we'll have a little competition. So here we go. So my picks for the week. Obviously, I'm taking Thursday night's game and I'm taking Chicago over Green Bay. The Rams play Carolina. Obviously, I told you Rams are in my power rankings top five, so I'm going to choose the Rams. That's hands down. Browns over the Titans, obviously, I told you. My little team, my little breakout teams to look out for, Browns is one of them. I think that they're going to have no problem taking care of the Titans. Kansas City over the Jags, another one of my power ranking teams. Obviously, I'm taking Kansas City. Also, the Jaguars have a really good defense, and their offense is not that bad, but it's just not consistent. Their defense is what keeps them in the game. So, I don't know what it's going to be for the Jaguars, but I just don't think that they're going to go all the way. But their defense, obviously, is still elite. So if you're still drafting for fantasy over the next couple hours here, remember the Jags' defense is good, but you might want to leave everything else off. Okay, Baltimore, Miami. Obviously, I wouldn't pick Miami for anything. They are probably going to be one of the worst teams this year. Obviously, Baltimore, I'm going to take Baltimore over Miami. Falcons over Minnesota. I think I'm going to take Falcons right here. I like Minnesota. I like Minnesota. I just don't think that they're gelling 100% yet. I think that maybe by, you know, midseason I might be speaking a different tune. But right now, game one, I'm going to take the Falcons over Minnesota. Jets over Buffalo. We just talked about this. I told you guys how I felt about the Jets. Obviously, Buffalo. Buffalo is another Browns case. It's a sad, sad case. Oh, you know, winning but never getting there, you know. I feel like they have good teams. They have spurts of life, and then everything just dies. But this is going to be another dead season for Buffalo. I'm going to take the Jets here. Eagles, I'm going to take them over Washington. Washington is another sad case. You know, I don't know what they're doing over there in Washington, but they got to figure it out. But I don't think they're going to be in any playoff games, any wild card spots, but you never know. Anything can happen in football, but not today. So I'm going to take the Eagles over Washington. Now, Chargers over the Colts. So the Colts is another team that I told you guys to watch out for, and I'm going to take the Colts in this one. Now, Melvin Gordon's still at home. He's still on the holdout. And so especially if he obviously is probably not going to be back. But if, like I said, without him, the Chargers dramatically decrease in skill. So with that being said, I like the Colts. I like what they're doing. I like how they're using Luck's retirement as like motivation. And I think they're going to take this one. I think this is a bigger game for them also than it is for the Chargers. I feel like the Colts need this one, and I'm going to take them, especially with Melvin Gordon being out. I'm going to take Seattle over Cincinnati. That's just an unspoken word. We don't even need to discuss why I'm taking anybody over Cincinnati, because they're just terrible. I mean, when I say horrible, they're just terrible. They're the new Browns of the league, and I don't know what is going to happen this year, but they're going to need more than a miracle to be anything decent this year. I'm going to take the Lions over the Cardinals. Don't kill me, my Arizona family. I love you guys, but I'm still not a believer in the Redbird. I want to believe in the Redbird, but I do not believe in the Redbird, and I don't believe that they are going to win week one over the Lions. I feel like Matt Patricia is going to put something on them that they are not ready for, and the only person I really feel bad for is poor Larry Fitzgerald. I just wish this guy would go to a team where he could get a ring and then he could retire like he wants to, but we'll give him one more year. But I'm still taking the Lions over the Cardinals. Sorry, Arizona. I love you, though. Cowboys got Zeke back, and they are playing the Giants at home. Another huge rivalry game. This is going to be an amazing game. Probably if the Patriots weren't playing the Steelers, it'd probably be the game of the week. But I would have took the Giants because obviously they got Saquon. And I don't see anybody stopping Saquon. I think Mr. Barkley is crazy. He's going to have the Giants giving everybody a run for their money. But they got Zeke back. So the competition, although I feel like Saquon is better than Zeke, it's very comparable for the offenses. So this game could be a throw-up, but I feel like now that Zeke got his money, he's going to show out a little bit, so I'm going to take the Cowboys over the Giants. Tampa Bay, I'm going to take them over San Francisco. I still don't believe in San Francisco. I got to see what Jimmy Garoppolo is really about in live game-time situation. I just can't trust it just yet, so I'm going to go with Tampa Bay on that one. Sunday night, Patriots and Steelers. Obviously, I'm going with the Patriots. Steelers have lost a few of their players. That doesn't mean they're not good, because obviously, and Juju is. They still got Juju. He's a beast in his own right. But I need to say, I was on the Cave Show earlier. If you were tuned in, and we had a little small discussion about this, and we are both me and Paul were discussing about seeing Juju become a number one wide receiver. It's easy to be a number two and be the fallback guy, but not to step up and be the number one guy on this team, you really have to take, you know, the initiative here. So I'm excited to see him step up into his position. I'm excited to see him make, you know, better, you know, not better decisions as he was making bad decisions before, but better decisions in the game of play to prove that he can be this number one receiver of this team, because they're going to need that. They're going to need somebody to step up. A.B. gone, Le'Veon Bell gone. They're going to need somebody to step up, and he's got to be the one. He's got to be the one to answer the call. I just don't know if it's going to show up week one. So it may take some time to gel into that. But so obviously I'm going with the Patriots. I'm going with the reigning Super Bowl champions. I'm never going to bet against my team. That's just how it is. And Monday night, we got two doubleheader Monday night. We got the Saints playing Houston. Although I like Houston, I have picked them to do very well this season. I'm going with the Saints. They're obviously my power rankings, my top five power rankings, so you know how I already feel about them. I think that, you know, this is just going to be their game. I don't think Houston's ready for them. And like I said, the Saints' big three is going to have to show up on every down. They're going to have to be ready. But I'm going to take the Saints on this one, Monday Night Football. And then the last game, Raiders over Broncos. I don't even know why. That's why they made this a doubleheader game at some 10 o'clock at night, because nobody wants to watch this game. Nobody wants to watch the Raiders and the Broncos unless you're a Raiders fan or a Broncos fan. That's why it's on Monday night at 10 p.m. because nobody, I guarantee you, nobody is going to watch this game. Like, nobody's going to watch this game. So the Raiders, I'm going to take the Raiders over the Broncos for the upset, because I think the Broncos are favored, to be honest. But I'm going to take the Raiders. I don't even know why, because I'm probably not going to watch that game. But I'm still going to take the Raiders, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. So that's all my picks, you guys. I've written them down. I'm going to check them twice. I'm going to be paying attention. You know how I am. I'm in front of 17 million TVs on Sunday, trying to look at every angle, see what's new, see what's good, what's bad, and then I'll be back next week for you guys. So we're about to wrap it up. We got a few minutes left for tonight, you know, that's how we're going to do it. So we'll be back next week. I just want to thank you guys again for tuning in. We got to cut this down a little short because my time is running out. But remember, we're live every Wednesday night, Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. This is the Sports Cave Network. Also, the Cave Show. It comes on during the day at 1:10 Arizona time, 4:10 Eastern Standard Time Zone. So that's our main show. You guys need to tune into that, listen in. We got our main man, PLR, on there talking all kinds of crap. And sometimes you'll even catch me popping in on that show when I don't like what he's talking about. So definitely tune in the early afternoons, and then come back on Wednesday nights for 9 p.m. And you can come in and have a little chat with me on gameplay. So it's been another great episode. I'm happy to be back, you guys. Thank you guys for everything. And hopefully I will hear from you guys next week. I'm out.